Can something as simple as saying, "I'm sorry," stop a war in the Middle East? That is the premise of a new film called The Insult. It's from Lebanon, and it's up for an Oscar. And in the film, a neighborhood fight between two men pushes the city of Beirut to the edge of chaos. NPR's Bilal Qureshi has more.
Filmmaker Ziad Douari was at his home in Beirut a few years ago. He was watering his plants on the balcony when the water spilled out onto a construction worker below.
So I leaned on the balcony, I yelled at him, he yelled back, he says, "You're a dog." And then this thing led to a bigger insult, which I threw an insult at him. Joelle, the co-screenwriter, was standing behind me that day. And she says, "How could you insult a Palestinian as you said? This is so bad what you just said." I said, "You're right." So I came down to apologize, and then the guy refused my apology because he was very hurt.
That argument is pushed to its extreme in Ziad Douari's new film, The Insult. Water leaks off a Christian man's balcony onto a Palestinian worker. Arguments ensue. Insults are thrown. Neither man is willing to apologize.
It's very rare in my culture where you can have somebody who does something and he comes face to face and says, "Look, I really apologize." It's not part of our culture. So that's why this guy in the film, he wants an apology. All he wants is an apology, and then later we start finding out why.
The why has to do with Lebanon's past, the religious and ethnic divisions that tore the country into warring factions. From 1975 to 1990, the Lebanese civil war killed more than 100,000 people.
Lebanon, in spite of its smallness, it's only 4 million people, it's still extremely rich because it's one of those places that has all the religion in it. You have Christians, Shiites, Sunni, Catholics, Protestant, Armenian, Turks, Alawite. You know, you have 16 religions that are all recognized by the government. It's what made it diversified, complex, and fiery.
And it remains flammable, says Lebanese journalist Nana Asfour. She says what has kept those communities together since the civil war is only a shaky piece.
The theme that Ziad is taking on, which is this whole idea that the war ended abruptly without any national conciliation, is something that a lot of Lebanese filmmakers and artists and writers of his generation have been sort of pushing for in their own works, that idea that there's been what they call a historical amnesia that has happened in Lebanon, where everybody thinks, oh, let's just look forward and not look back. All the problems that led to the war have not been dealt with appropriately, and anything can happen to bring them back.
In The Insult, the argument over leaking water goes to court. The proceedings go viral. Palestinians and Christians start fighting on the streets of Beirut. The politics on screen are still so sensitive that Ziad Douari's previous film was banned in the Arab world. It was called The Attack, and it was about the Arab citizens of Israel. Douari filmed part of the story in Israel, which is against Lebanese law. He says artists have to be free to explore other points of view.
I grew up all my life considering the other side as the ultimate enemy. But I am still curious. I want to know who are those people. I am for dialogue. I am for bridging gaps. This is what we do for a living. Crossing borders is what we do for a living. Just to see what is their narrative. Those people you grew up all your life hating so much. But they must have a point of view. The insult is the response to that.
Now The Insult is also facing protests, led by the BDS movement, which calls for boycotts, divestments, and sanctions against Israel. They've accused Douari of being pro-Israeli and of selling out. After The Insult premiered at the Venice Film Festival last fall, Ziad Douari was detained at the Beirut airport. The film's screening in the West Bank was canceled.
The BDS purpose is what? Defend Palestine. When you go and you forbid a film where the main actor, a Palestinian guy, won Best Award at Venice Film Festival. First time in history that a Palestinian actor win in Venice or anywhere else in the world. First time. When the BDS, who are supposed to be protecting Palestinian rights, stop this Palestinian actor to present his movies in Ramallah, basically you're screwing yourself in the head. That's why I will fight them to the end, till the core.
Ziad Douari says he won't apologize. And given the firestorm around his work, he was shocked that Lebanon chose The Insult as its entry to this year's Oscars.
That was my award. I already got my award. Nobody believed that it would happen. I mean, Lebanon does take you by surprise from time to time.
And Douari says his movies take him by surprise, too. His default setting is angry and cynical. He's been known to throw insults. But he says it's through his films that he calms down.
In my film, I try to tap into the moderate part of me. Otherwise, you lose your mind. But if you let me out there, I could be a lot angrier. If you hear what I really think, I would be the subject of a different interview. I mean...
So your films play a moderating role?
In myself. It's you project. You say, it would be good to have a world like this.
And Ziad Douari says his films are his way of healing the scars that still divide Beirut, and his way of pouring water over the insults that inflame so easily. Bilal Qureshi, NPR News.
Thank you.